listening to CIOI. Indy 101.5. Hamilton's home for alternative.
Attention, Camp Monster, senior staff, counselors in training. Here at Camp North Star this morning, we're going to be having a delicious gruel breakfast. And don't forget to ask for seconds because it's all the gruel you can eat.
Everybody, welcome back. This is, of course, the Soundtrack Show. It's Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show right here on Indy 101.5.
And tonight we're paying tribute to the recently late and always great Ivan Reitman, who passed away, I don't know, by the time this airs, it'll be almost 2 weeks, I think, that he passed away. And we have film buff, Ivan Reitman fan, and local musician Mike Treblecock, and actor and film composer Mike Treblecock is here with us to talk about Ivan Reitman and his films. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Good day.
Good day, eh?
All right. If you don't know who Ivan Reitman is,
means you live under a rock.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't have seen any movies in the last 20 years. Mike, off the top of your head, list of your favorite Ivan Reitman movies.
Well, I guess Ghostbusters, obviously, but I also love Cannibal Girls, like I really do.
Right.
And it's a very early one.
Yeah, I think it was his second one.
Yeah,
second
somewhere
one.
Somewhere in there.
Probably around
directed,
1972,
Orientation.
1973.
So and I guess those are my favorite. You know, I love Meatballs. I haven't seen it for years, but, you know, when I was... I guess you'd call me a kid.
Yeah.
I loved Stripes and Meatballs. They were pretty big when I was growing up. So,
right on. One of the other big films Reitman worked on was Animal House.
Ivan Reitman, of course, was a prolific director, but also he was definitely a producer, a very popular producer, too. And one of the first ones that he directed, feature film he directed or produced, was Animal House. So,
starring John Belushi.
So, yeah, you have the director in that film of John Landis and the producer of Ivan Reitman. You could not go wrong with this film.
Not at all. And we're going to play some tunes from Animal House, which has a great soundtrack. What are we going to start off with first, Mark?
Well, we're going to do a little Sam Cooke, Twist of the Night Away, followed up, of course, by Shout by Otis Day and the Nights.
On Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting
trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. With the older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night one more time.
You make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, shout. Don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, hey, come on.
Say you will.
Say that you will.
Say you will.
Say that you love me.
Say
that you need. I still remember when you used to be 9 years old.
Yeah,
I was a fool for you from the bottom of my soul. Yeah, yeah. Now that you're grown enough and old enough to know. Yeah, yeah. You wanna leave me. You wanna let me go. I want you to know. You've been so good to me.
You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna
shout.
Lift my head up and
shout.
Throw my hands back and
shout.
Come on now.
Shout.
Come on now.
Shout.
Come on now.
Shout.
Come on now.
Shout.
Take it easy.
Shout.
Take it easy.
Shout.
Take it easy.
Shout.
Take it easy.
Shout.
A little bit softer now.
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 Shout
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 a little bit louder 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 now.
Shout.
Lloyd Williams, a.k.a. Otis Day and the Knights from the soundtrack, of course, to Animal House, and most weddings you might have been to in the last 30 years.
Or any party or dance that's DJed. Or even maybe had a band, especially if it was a toga party.
Toga, yes. And so that's what we're doing. So tonight, of course, we are doing our tribute, our homage to the late, great Ivan Reitman, director and producer.
And the next movie we're going to talk about that was a Reitman movie was Stripes, which sort of was the first movie that brought up the trio of Ivan Reitman directing, Bill Murray, and Harold Ramis all being in the same movie. Before Ghostbusters, there was Stripes. Mike, you've seen Stripes.
I've seen Stripes.
Want to give us a little synopsis? Putting you on the spot.
Well, you know, it's an army thing, and
right.
There's some marching in it.
That's the fact, yeah.
Yes. So
I will say this was 1981, and that's maybe the last time I saw it.
Saw Stripes. I think I saw Stripes like on VHS. I don't even think I would have been old enough to go to the theater.
No.
It was restricted, probably. So Stripes is about Bill Murray, who's a bit of a screw-up, joins the army. I don't remember all the details. There's an RV involved that shoots missiles at some point. But the thing I remember the most is Bill Murray's squad or whatever, when they come onto the parade ground, they do it to the song Doo-Wah Diddy, right? So we're definitely going to play that one because we can't talk about Stripes without playing that song. Who's that one by, Mark?
That's Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann. And we're also going to hear the Rubber Band Man by The Spinners,
yep.
Which more recently you may recognize from
Avengers
Endgame when the Guardians of the Galaxy are playing it in their ship. So songs from Stripes coming up here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Shuffling her feet, singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on. To my door,
my door.
We walked onto my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day, singing. That's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah, diddy, diddy, dum,
mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. So happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah, diddy, diddy, I mean,
well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh, oh, oh yeah.
Do-wah, diddy, diddy, dum, diddy, do.
We'll sing it.
Do-wah, diddy, oh, yeah. Dum, diddy, do.
Do-wah, diddy.
Live from Mohawk College in Hamilton. You're listening to Indie 101.5 FM. CIOI.
Shoulder out. He wiggled it. so much rhythm, grace, and debonair from one man, no. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby.
Ticket Mike.
Do we have to do it in this key?
I'm sure I picked some random key. So we're
key.
Exactly. So we're back here on the Soundtrack Show, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5. We're talking about Ivan Reitman. Mike Treblecock is joining us today and sharing some stories about Ivan Reitman films. Mike, of course, is a great musician and singer and guitar player. I play the saxophone because I can't sing, and Mark, I don't think I've ever heard carry a tune except for a carry
scene. I DJ parties and weddings, so it means I play other people's music because I have no musical talent of my own.
Right. So we apologize for that. All right. So that was music from Stripes.
I also play sax.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true.
I went to, you know, I played it in high school, and I got into college for it as well, but I figured that it's easier to sing and play guitar than it is to sing and play sax. So
yeah, it's exactly.
Unless you're that greasy guy in Lost Boys.
Yeah, yeah, he can do everything
and play
at once.
Sax at the
guy.
Same time. I don't
know.
The
same time.
Yeah. All right. So probably the most famous Ivan Reitman movie is the one we're going to talk about next, which is Ghostbusters. Especially with Ghostbusters Afterlife being just recently out in the theaters.
What's it about? I haven't seen it.
Ghostbusters? Well, what you can do is you can go online and try to find our show about Ghostbusters that we did about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 6 weeks ago. Anyway, so we won't get into it, but Ghostbusters had a great soundtrack. We won't play the theme, are we?
No.
No, because I think we've played it about three times already in the last 6 months. So from Ghostbusters, what do we got coming up, Mark?
Saving the Day by Alessi. It'll be from Ghostbusters 1. And from Ghostbusters 2, Higher and Higher by Howard Huntsbury.
All right. And that's on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on INE 101.5.
Oh!
Higher and Higher. That was the cover version from Howard Huntsbury from Ghostbusters 2. So, there you go. As we continue to pay tribute to the late, great Ivan Reitman, and we are joined, of course, by Mr. Mike Treblecock, who has an interesting take on some of his early career.
Right. So just a quick introduction to that. Ivan Reitman attended McMaster University right here in Hamilton and made some news, some
made some
stuff
waves.
Happened.
Made
yes.
some waves.
While he was there. And Mike, why don't you tell us about what you know about that?
Well, I guess so the movie's Columbus of Sex that we're sort of talking about.
That's
I think
the one of them, and I would
that
like
that made some waves.
Orientation too. We should
orientation.
Talk about. But let's talk about Columbus of Sex first.
Okay, so Columbus of Sex was actually directed by John Hofsis, but
was produced by Ivan
produced
Reitman,
by Ivan Reitman, and he was also one of the cinematographers along with Eugene Levy, actually cinematographer on that, and John Hofsis. So it was shown. It was shown twice, well, 1.5 times. And it just so happens that my dad was at, he was going to Mac at the same time. So he went to see the first showing of Columbus of Sex. And he noticed that it had, you know, was starring, Mac students in varying stages of, Undress.
Coitus,
all of that stuff.
And knocking boots.
So he was all taking place on Burlington Beach, by the way.
So it's a 15-minute film full of sand and hair.
I guess, yeah, sand and probably unwanted places, yeah. I would assume. Anyway,
I can imagine.
Anyway, so he was so offended by this display that he went back to get my mom to see the second show.
he couldn't
believe what he was seeing. So I think just and it was only open to students and their guests. So it wasn't a public showing. It was that was one of the stipulations. What it had to be an internal showing of this movie. So the second they got a babysitter. I was 4 at the time, so
they
I
didn't
was
take you with them.
Running around, they didn't take me. Unfortunately. So by the time they got back, they were a little bit late, but by the time they got back, it was closed down. It was shut down. The cops had confiscated the film, the sound recorder this was before Sync Sound. So they had like a sound recorder, two projectors set up, and I imagine that's how he did it. And, so they even confiscated the projectors. So,
I read that, Reitman was actually the projectionist as well.
Yeah. So the police took it. They were charged. The trial lasted a couple of years. They got a suspended sentence and probation and a $300 or...
I read it was $300 fine.
Yeah, $300 fines. This was after, I don't know, like a year and a half of delays in the court system. So, and apparently in the interim... The police actually had just to make sure it was pornographic, the police had a showing at the station as well, where they invited all their wives down to see this disgusting display.
So they could show how offended they were, yes. Typical.
So there you go. So I was, on the outskirts of this story. It's sort of a first-hand story.
Right on.
But,
all right. So that's great. We heard a little bit of Treblecock family history there.
Yeah, it's always been an enjoyable family story.
And prudish Hamilton story, Hamilton history, too.
It's that, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have any music from Columbus of Sex. We do have music from Legal Eagles.
It probably went something like, bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And the dialogue would have been, hey, there's hair. What's the left with all the sand? Oh, my God. How are you going to wash this off?
All right, so we're going to play some Genesis from Legal Eagles here on 80-101.5. This is Mark and Sam Sound.
Well, I've been waiting here so long.
Listen online wherever you go. Indy1015.ca.
Mom and dad, don't frown your face or get mad, because as long as you're living under their roof, you better mind your mouth or get dad's boot. It's a simple thing that they ask of you, like mow the lawn and take the trash out too, but it always never seems to get done. So take out the papers in the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. You better watch that kitchen floor, or you ain't rock and rolling no more. Yaggity yak!
Don't love that.
Don't touch that phone when it rings. You're under restriction, your room is clean. They'll take away your spending cash. You better have it clean, quick and fast. Dust the furniture, have the floor waxed. It gotta be spotless from front to back. You might as well get off your butt and
just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Oh, you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
This house is dirty, it's a total mess. No need to be rude, so don't get dressed. There's a lot of things that have to be done. If you don't, then you have no fun. Now pack the basket with those dirty clothes and go to the laundromat before it closes. There's no need to pout or frown around, so
you just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that,
instead of doing right for good old dad. So tell your friends you're not hanging out. Just do as I say, cause I'm the man of the house. You better act like you got some sense, man.
Don't you give me no dirty look. Your father's hippie knows what good. Just tell your hoodlum friends outside. You ain't got time to take a ride.
Daggity
yak!
Don't go back.
What you say to me, boy?
Okay, we had a couple in a row there. That was from
Twins.
The soundtrack to Twins. Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs, and Yakety Yak by the 2 Live Crew.
And I think they're doing like a sequel to Twins coming up in the next couple of years.
Well,
aren't
they were going to. It's called Triplets. It's in pre-production at the moment. At least
all right,
where it was.
Looking forward to that.
Raymond was supposed to do that one too.
I'm sure they'll get somebody else to do it. I hope they will. All right, we're here. Mike Trocock is joining us today on the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. So I guess it's Mark, Simon, and Mike's Soundtrack Show today.
Yes,
here on Indy 101.5. We're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, what would be like Reitman's first official film that he directed.
His directing credit,
which would be a film called Orientation that was made in 1968. From Wikipedia, we have that this was the most successful student film ever made in Canada. It was produced at a cost of $1,800, and it was actually acquired by 20th Century Fox as a featurette, and it was like an opening thing actually shown in theaters. Mike has actually seen it, so Mike, tell us about Orientation.
I have seen it. It's available on the Mac online in the Mac archives.
Yes.
I think if you just look up Mac archives and Orientation, you can find it.
I think it's on YouTube as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's a short, not a feature, starring Danny Goldberg, which was who was also he's been producer and director and a whole bunch of things, but Reitman was directing this particular one. They sort of changed jobs around, and it's basically Danny Goldberg in his dorm room at Mac, and he's sort of wandering around getting his bearings, I guess, on campus, and seeing girls that he likes and things like that, and sort of getting hazed by various older kids, I guess.
Right on. And is it funny or serious?
It's funny. It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. Okay. Yeah.
And I think at the end he finds romance. So that's a spoiler alert.
I think we discussed actually just last week that I think if the movie's over 10 years old, then you don't have to worry about spoilers. If
right,
you haven't seen
true.
It by now, then, that's your problem.
This is maybe an odd one because it's...
Young Danny takes his new love down to the Burlington Beach.
Yeah, maybe it's a prequel to Columbus of Sex.
It could be,
About Ivan Reitman attending Mac, I read that, like myself, and I don't know, maybe you, Mike, that he was a music major at McMaster. So I don't know where.
He did the score for Orientation.
Yeah, and he did the score for Foxy Lady, which was his first sort of feature film. But there's no music from Foxy Lady, so to speak, that I could find that was interesting. So instead, we're going to play some music from My Super Ex Girlfriend, The Joker by Fatboy Slim, here on Mark and Simon and Mike's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Tonight, just put your hands together like this,
Yeah, let me tell you what I'm talking about, baby.
Some people call me the space cowboy, and some people call me the gangster of love. Yeah, and some people walking around calling me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompatus of love.
Oh, yeah. Have no fear, my dear.
People talk about me, baby.
Talk about me bad, too.
They say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't let that worry you, baby.
Oh, baby, Bob.
'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home.
Everybody,
and I want you to know, baby, 'cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I wanna shake your tree. A lovey dovey dovey lovey dovey all the time. Ooh wee baby,
I'm gonna show you a good time, baby.
Talking about me like a low-down dog,
like a low-life dog.
They say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong,
doing you wrong.
Well, don't you know, don't you worry about a thing,
mama,
pretty mama.
Don't you worry.
Because I'm right here, right here, right here, singing all along.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play the music in the sun.
For shizzle dizzle, my nizzle fizzle dizzle.
Yeah, the Joker's wild. I'm taking back my style.
All right. Up next, we have a special treat for our listener, a Mark and Simon soundtrack show exclusive. Our guest today, Mike Treblecock, will be performing a couple of songs here for us. First, it's going to be Monday Morning, which is the song that Eugene Levy sings to Andrea Martin in Cannibal Girls. And it's going to be mashed up with the Camp North Star CIT song from Meatballs, right here on Indie 101.5.
Early one morning, in spring, to hear the birds whistle, the nightingales sing, I met a fair maiden who sweetly did sing. I'm going to be married on. We are the CIT, so pity us. The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're gonna smoke and drink and fool around. We're nookie bound. We are the North Star CITs. We are the CITs, so pity us. The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're gonna smoke and drink and fool around. We're nookie bound. We are the North Star CITs. We are the North Star CITs.
All right, that was a Mark and Simon's soundtrack show exclusive right here on Indie 101.5. Mike Treblecock singing the Camp North Star CIT song from the movie Meatballs that was directed by Ivan Reitman. Meatballs directed.
Yeah.
He directed that one, right? Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us here on the Soundtrack Show this evening. What projects are you working on right now? Tell our listener.
I just finished one that'll be out, having its world premiere in 7 days. It's called, I don't know when this happens, but it's on the 27th of February. Something called Shriek Show.
Okay.
It's playing in, where is it playing? Down south. Somewhere.
All right. And you composed the score for that one?
I did the score for it, yeah.
All
and
right.
Another one called Crabs will be out soon. The trailer's out there.
Nice.
And next, I'm starting work on something called Kilgore in the Grizzly Abyss and Shingles the Movie, which is sort of like...
That sounds painful.
It's very painful, yeah. Itchy. That's an itchy movie.
It's not about roofing job gone wrong, then.
Is it itchy?
It's
the
not.
Crabs?
It's itchy. It's all. It's part of my dermatology series.
Trilogy,
yeah.
And how about Simply Saucer or Killjoys or anybody like that? Are you guys playing again, or are we still
with
locked down?
It's kind of still up in the air because of lockdown and everything. So there's no
upcoming
no plans
gigs.
In the works for
right.
live shows just yet. And Cemetery Spawn too. We will be out there playing our movie soundtrack songs eventually.
All right. Well, you'll let us know, and we'll let our listener know when that happens. All right, Mark, what are we going to end off the day with?
One of my earlier favorites of Ivan's production work, he produced the movie Heavy Metal. So it was an animated film around 1980. Lots of fun. A lot of the SCTV actors were on that film.
SCTV
being voices.
What did I say?
You said CTV.
SCTV,
yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That would
big
be
difference. CTV would be a lot less interesting.
That's true.
Than SCTV.
So the title track off of that album, of course, is a song called Heavy Metal, produced by Sammy, performed by Sammy Hagar. And that's where we close it off on tonight. So take it home, little Sammy. Thanks a lot once again for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We'll see you next time. And in the meantime, be excellent to each other. Stay safe, everybody.